produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage. My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, to my Josie's Inspirational Radio Nation out there. This is your girl, Regina Keenan, also known as Lady Lioness. I am broadcasting to you today. I am so blessed and happy to be back on the show. I want to say thank you to Josie and Kayla. I've missed you guys. I love you guys. And I pray that everyone has been blessed. I pray that you have overcame the obstacles and the trials and tribulations of 2020. Guys, we are in 2021. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I know 2020 was a year to remember, a year that we will never forget. Because we lost loved ones. Oh boy, it was just a year of many, many trials and tribulations. And I will say that I had time to spend time with God. I had time to hear Him speak to me. And that's my prayer for everyone today, that you took time, even though it was a year of many, many losses. You know, a lot of people lost loved ones, people lost jobs, just so many different things happened in 2020. But we here, guys, we made it to 2021. And what I'm going to talk to you today is about I'm still standing. Yes, I am. I am still standing. I'm standing on the rock because God is my Savior, He is my protector. He is my everything, my Jehovah. And we know this to be true because we're still here. Many things happened last year, but we have to sit back and think about it. God makes no mistake, and nothing in life happens without His permission. Hear me clear now. Nothing happens to us without God's permission, because before He formed us in our mother's womb, God knew what was going to happen. He knew everything that we were going to go through. Because why? Because He is God. He is Jehovah. He created this world. He created this earth. He created us and our parents and our ancestors. God created 2020. And I believe that even though the pandemic was so, and still is because it's not gone, it was really a horrific and horrible disease that hit our earth. But no, even through that, we're still here. We're still standing. Our number has not come up yet. Yes, we lost loved ones. We lost friends. We lost coworkers. Some people lost their spouse. I have a friend. I will say I have an acquaintance. She just recently had COVID last year, at the end of the year. Last month. And her husband chose to stay home and take care of her. And he caught it. And a couple of weeks ago, he passed away. And it's terrible. The disease, it's horrible. And I call it the disease because that's what it is. But God makes no mistakes. If you are a faith believer and you know the word of God, you know that God don't make no mistake. And nothing comes before God without his permission. Everything that happens, God allows it to happen. As bad as some things that we go through are, as traumatic as circumstances that we go through are, we have to know that God is in control. And my Father makes no mistakes. He does not. He knows the end from the beginning. He created this earth and he created us. But I'm just here today to say, God, I thank you. I thank you for everything that you have done for me and my family and my friends and even my Radio Nation out there. I thank God for you. He blessed us and he kept us for a reason. We're on a mission, family. And we're not going anywhere until our mission is complete. As long as we do, as God says, as long as we follow God's word and do what it is he has called us to do, we will complete that mission. Because we all have assignments. And I thank God for showing me what my assignment is, showing me what my vision is, my mission. And I know what I've been called to do. I've been called to serve. I've been called to lead women. In 2020, God opened up many, many doors for me. I'm an author. I am a publisher. I have my own publishing company now. I am able to bless people. I am able to help people that have wanted to write books and know that they have a book inside of them. I can help them now to publish that book. And I'm very grateful. I am also grateful to God. I am a motivational speaker now. God opened that door for me. And I am so blessed to be here. I am so blessed to be able to do what I know he called me to do. I'm going to give you this scripture because like I said, I'm still standing. We're still standing, family. God has blessed us to still be here because we're on a mission. We're on a mission to help souls, many souls, and we cannot abort that mission. Psalms 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." And he is. He is there for us when we need him, when we call on him. Some people tend to say, well, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting for God to tell me what to do. No, you're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. And I have learned that. I believe that. And I stand on his word. God was waiting for me. I wasn't waiting for God. And I knew I wasn't. I never said I was waiting on God. But I do have people that have said multiple times, well, I'm waiting on God. You know, I want to go to church, but I'm waiting on God. No. You don't wait on God. God waits on you to say, okay, Lord, I surrender. I submit myself to you. I am ready for you to use me. And I said that and accepted the calling in 2005. We all have bumps in the road. We all fall short. I'm not perfect. No man is perfect because God did not make no perfect man. I had bumps in the road. I was supposed to go straight. Sometimes I went right. I was supposed to go straight. Sometimes I went left. And we do that. But God is a forgiving God, and know this. God is a forgiving God. You just have to repent and just come back home because he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we say that so many times, family. When we're going through things, well, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then stop in your tracks. Fall down on your face, on your knees. Surrender to God. Cry out to God. Ask God to help you. Ask him to come in your life. If you already serving God and you're having obstacles and trials and tribulations that you're going through, you don't know how you're going to make it. Stop. Call on God. Daddy is there for us 24/7, waiting for us to call on him, waiting for us to surrender. He never left us. We left him. God said in his word, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will be there with you, even to the end of earth. And I know my God, I know my daddy never left me. I know he's always there with me. I went through many things in my lifetime. Almost lost my life a couple of times in my lifetime. But I called on God and I cried out to him for his help. And he came immediately. If you feel like you don't know if he's there, I promise you, if you just bow down before him and cry out to him, he is going to be there. If you pray and you ask him for something, family, and you don't get it right away, don't give up. God heard you. He was there listening to you. Because when we call on him, he hears us. He serves all of the earth. But when we cry on out for to him, he is there. I'm still standing, y'all. I am still standing on God's word because I know that he is there for me all the time. You know how they say, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always, always on time. I've been through things. I have had financial situations and I didn't know how I was going to make it. I have picked up my phone and checked my bank account. And right at that moment, what I needed, exactly what I needed, and sometimes even more, it was there. Don't know how it got there. Don't know how it came from. It happened to me one time and I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I got money in my account and I don't know where it came from. She said, excuse me? What do you mean you don't know where it came from? I said, I don't know where it came from. She said, are you questioning God? She said, it came from him. You never question God and say, well, where did it come? I don't know. And I learned from that one experience. When something happens, then I'm praying for it, and it finally comes, don't question God because he heard you. He heard you crying out. He heard you asking for it. Because his word says, again, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be there for you always, even to the end of earth. God is there for us. He's there for his family. Just stand on his word. And Ecclesiastes 6:3-7, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak. I'm going to read that again. Ecclesiastes 3:7 clearly states a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak. And I learned that in 2020. I learned that, family, that there's a time for everything. I've had situations that come up, and sometimes I act out on my emotions. Yes. And I know we all do sometimes. And I've learned from acting out on my emotions. Because, you know, the word says, your tongue is a two-edged sword. I was in a company, and my emotions, you know, we let our emotions get in our way sometimes. And I was speaking to my team, but something had happened, and I reached out to them through a text message. And sometimes when I write something, if I'm emotional and in my feelings, it'll come through when you read it as if I'm standing right there talking to you, but it comes through negative. And I learned from one of my leaders. He said, Regina, I know sometimes you get emotional and you get fired up. He said, but before you send a text message, and this came from my godmother as well, he said, before you text somebody and you're in your emotions, he said, stop. Think about it first. Calm down first. And when you get yourself together, then you send that text message, because your messages come through. And when you're reading it, it's like words being spoke right in front of that person. Negative words. And I had to go back and I had to apologize. And we tend sometimes to act out of our emotions, not thinking, you know, because we're emotional creatures. And I'll say that to say this. When you in your feelings and your emotions, something happened and you're feeling some type of way, even as Christians, we do it. We do it. Think first. Stop. If you have to give yourself 5 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour, stop first and think about what you want to say to that person before you say it. And like I said, I had to learn that from one of my leaders and my godmother, because I know sometimes my words were sharp before I was saved, and then sometimes after I was saved, and that happened after I was saved, because again, we are emotional creatures. So just take that word, family. You know, if someone upsets you, don't respond immediately. Just wait until you calm down, until your emotions have calmed down. And then you send them a message, because it's going to come across a whole lot nicer once you think about it. Just think about it before you say something, because you could hurt somebody's feelings and not even realize it. And that's what I did. And like I said, I had to go and apologize, because I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't mean to be nasty. But again, that's because we act out of our emotions. And I learned it the hard way. But when you can accept criticism in a good way, you can accept someone critiquing you. And I know last year was a very emotional year for a lot of people. And I know emotions rose for a lot of people, even myself, but stand on God's word. That's all you got to do. Stand on his word. Think before you speak. Because 2021 is the year. It's the year of the comeback. This is the year of the comeback. We're going to come back from all of those trials and tribulations that we had to face last year. Because I personally don't believe this year is going to be as bad as it was last year. I don't know because I'm not God. But I believe if you stand on his word and do what he's called you to do, this year is going to be a phenomenal year. A phenomenal, phenomenal year. In Exodus 14 and 14, it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Be still. And that right there speaks everything about what I just said. I'm going to read it again. Exodus 14 and 14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still, family. Be still and stand on God's word. Be still. Fall on your face. Fall on your knees and cry out to Daddy. Tell him what you need. Tell him when you need him. He already knows. He just waiting for us to come to him and ask him for help. God is a comforter. He will comfort you no matter what it is you're going through. He's there. He just needs to know that we need him. He just needs to know that we want him there by our side. He's not going nowhere. Why leave somebody that will never leave you? We have boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, and wives, best friends, and family. They will leave us every time, but God will not. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be there for you always. And that's what he said, and he meant it when he said it. Because God is not a man that he shall lie, nor a son that he shall repent. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. God is our everything. He is the beginning and he is the end. And he is there. He is there. Just call on him. Thank you, family. I am so grateful and honored to be back. I'm going to give you one more scripture before I go. And this is what I'm going to close out with. Psalms 37 and 7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. That I'm going to read again, family. Psalms 37 and 7 says, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil desires. Be still. Just be still and know that God is there. God has your back. He's always, always there. No matter what we go through, no matter the trials nor the tribulations, God is there. He loves us. He loves us unconditionally. If nobody else loves you, if you don't believe anybody loves you, just know that your God, your daddy, your father, your provider, he loves you. And he's going to be with you. He is going to be there for you. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the situation, your God is there. Just call on him. Whatever you may go through, just bow down before God. Cry out to him. Call his name. He's going to be there. He is going to bless you. And he is going to give you an overflow of blessings. No more saying, I'm waiting on God. No more. If you get ready to say, I'm waiting on God, think about this message. God is waiting on you. He's just waiting for you to make a decision. That's what he's doing. He's waiting for you to make a decision and say, I am here, God. Use me. I surrender myself to you. I give you my all, my 100%. And when I fall, I am going to repent and start over again. That's all you got to do, family. I pray that this message blesses you. I am so happy and grateful to be back home. I love everyone. Thank you so much again, Josie and Kayla. I love you guys. And may this day be prosperous. May you be blessed. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the trial or tribulation that you're going through, just continue to lean on God, because he's there for you. He will always be there for you. He will never leave you. He will not forsake you. He will be there with you always, even to the end of the earth. That's a promise from God. And God does not break his promises. He promised to love us. He promised to care for us and nurture us and comfort us. That's what he said. I believe it. I believe it, and I stand on his word. And trust me, I didn't get here overnight. It took a long time. But when I surrendered to God, and I had to do it multiple times, but I am overjoyed to serve him and serve his people. I am in love with God. And you just love him. Love him and love him and love him. And he will love you. He will be there. Thank you so much, family. Be blessed. Enjoy your day. And just know it's going to get better, because God said it will. Be blessed, family. And again, I apologize. I'm a little under the weather today, but that's okay. I was able to pull through. My day 2 days ago was worse, but God knew that I had to give this message. So he allowed me to be able to share with you. And again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys continue to be safe. Continue to wear your mask and protect yourself. And I will be praying for everyone that is listening to this message, that God will protect you and your family. Again, this is Regina Keenan, also known as Lady Lioness. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.